Greetings, all you very individuals. Welcome to another Apscot podcast. It's episode 40. We're going to talk about why Africa is great. Specifically, we're going to talk about the artist Afrowerk Tekle. Now, who's Afrowerk Tekle? Well, he's an Ethiopian artist. He grew up during the World War II Italian-Ethiopian occupation. And he is also regarded as one of the finest and greatest artists in Ethiopia. Of Ethiopia. And a lot of his work is centered around Christian, African subject matters. He loves doing portraits as well. And he loves using pops of color, and especially is inspired by European artists like Picasso, as you can see with some of his cubism work. After Italy gains back control of its country, once Mussolini and his group leave, a group of young Ethiopian students left for the world, around the world and globe in Europe, in order to study. And Haile Selassie told the students who were leaving that, when you come back, don't tell us about the beautiful buildings you saw or the sights you saw, but come back with the mindset and the skills to help make Ethiopia a great nation. A greater nation. And Afrowerk Tekle went away and took that advice, and when he came back, his main focus was to create great artworks and become a great artist. He did a great job as well. He's very inspiring, and his artworks seem to focus a lot on African struggles and sorrows and our future as well, which is what we see in the African United Nations Commission's building in Addis Ababa, as he did a glass stained window painting there, and it's absolutely incredible. And you can see here of his Picasso, George Braque inspired work. What I really like about him is that he's an African, and he didn't allow his rough upbringing to slow him down. Especially growing up in Africa, you might feel like you might not be able to become an artist, especially a great one, especially if many people feel like you have to be a doctor or an engineer, as artists don't really make that much money in Africa, as they say. But he completely flipped that on his back and decided that he was going to go around the world and do an exhibition all over. And he did a great job, and he achieved that. In fact, he's had exhibitions in many places around the world, in America, in Europe, in the Middle East, Africa, and he's widely known. In fact, he's probably one of the first African artists to be a member of the Russian Academy of Arts in 1983. And his artwork is also part of the private collection of the Uffizi Gallery in Florence, Italy. So his achievements are wide and far, and I can sit and name all of them during this whole podcast. For example, in 1997, he had an exhibition at the Biennale Aquitaine in France, and he won first prize for the international competition, and he was nominated as the laureate for the Biennale, and this gave him membership of the French International Academy of Arts. So that's just a few of his accomplishments. And he was also given a medal for his arts and his contribution to fine arts in Ethiopia by Emperor Haile Selassie I when he was still alive. So it's a lot of accomplishments and a lot of great things to write home about that he had accomplished. Of course, he's not with us today. May his soul rest in peace with the Lord. And his artworks is very inspiring to me. I like colors. I like pops of color, especially vibrant colors. And he seems to experiment a lot with that as well. And he also is very experienced with stained glass techniques, as he traveled, I believe, to Europe to study stained glass techniques. And he also studied in London as well, I believe in Central St. Martin's, which is a great university. and I have an interesting relationship with St. Joseph Martins. But his artworks definitely have some type of feeling of community and telling a story about what goes on in Ethiopia in an African man's rural life. His artwork doesn't seem to center too much on the extravagant or the rich. He seems to focus more on taking the rural people of Africa and common African people and making them look like kings, as if they were kings. And also, of course, his more abstract works are very interesting as well. I think we've seen that more with his stained glass window techniques. And of course, I believe this one is King Solomon and Queen Sheba. I may be wrong, but this one's an incredible painting. You can very tell that he has his own unique style and is very sort of cartoony in the way his paintings. It kind of reminds me of Ernie Barnes' paintings, especially the way he paints the faces, things like that. And he's well respected in Ethiopia, especially as an artist and as an African man, as an Ethiopian. And it was even shown to be worn on Dr. Burks, as she wore a scarf of his painting at the Africa Hall of the United Nations Economic Commission. So you can see that his artwork is still being worn today, and that's a great thing about art. As time goes on, the artist is immortalized for the artwork, as art is history. And we should take this example of Afrework Tekle in order to see that we can become great artists. We don't need to stick to a particular path, stick to a path that God wants us to follow. As we become full-fledged Afro Scots.